Nehemiah chapter 4, the context of this, many of us are familiar with. Nehemiah is rebuilding, or having the people rebuild the wall to Jerusalem. And he's facing some opposition. So let us read this chapter here. But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, "Whatever they build, even if a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work." Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored, and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Then Judah said, "The strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall." And our adversary said, "They will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease." So it was when the Jews who dwelt near them came that they told us 10 times, "From whatever place you turn, they will be upon us." Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders and to the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." And it happened when our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had brought their plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work. So it was from that time on that half of my servants worked at construction, while the other half held the spears, the shields, the bows, and wore armor. And the leaders were behind all the house of Judah. Those who built on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they worked at construction and with the other held a weapon. Every one of the builders had his sword girded at his side as he built, and the one who sounded the trumpet was beside me. Then I said to the nobles, the rulers, and the rest of the people, the work is great and extensive, and we are separated far from one another on the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us." So we labored in the work, and half of the men held the spears from daybreak until the stars appeared. At the same time, I also said to the people, "Let each man and his servant stay at night in Jerusalem, that they may be our guard by night and a working party by day." So neither I, my brethren, my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me took off our clothes, except that everyone took them off for washing. When I look at this, I see the church. And I hope that you do too. You know, not an exact one-to-one comparison, of course, in the sense that we're not fighting off enemy hordes that are trying to destroy our work, physically, anyway, but we are doing so spiritually. When I see this, prayer is a big part of this. When the people who were coming to attack the Jews, in their work, they had come and they had prayed. They had prayed. But, you know, that didn't mean that they left it all to chance, as it were. What they did is they had a strategy for working. They had one man ready with their weapon, ready to defend, and another man building. Every man had a weapon on them to defend themselves. Our weapon, our only offensive weapon that I see in scriptures for the Christian is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So we should always be prepared with this to defend, make a defense for the hope that is within us. Have an answer for the hope that is within us, 1 Peter 3:15. So, as we are about to go into this this time of the fall festival and going forward, we are wanting to make sure that we put our nose to the grindstone, that we are willing to work. Now, this is a working congregation. I've seen so many people here working. But it's so easy as well to grow weary of doing good. And we shouldn't grow weary of that. We should be willing to work and to defend and to keep on going, keep on trucking, as it were. Because that day is coming. There are souls out there who need to hear the gospel. I didn't want the last several Sunday evenings we've been working on looking at those booklets, the Back to the Bible booklets, so that we can have a tool to prepare ourselves for studying the Bible with people. And so that hopefully will give us the confidence to say, yes, we can study the Bible together. I have this study. It doesn't all have to come from the top of your head. We have the study here that you can look at and go through that. Now, there are some things, some tools that can help you here or there with that. But that was the goal for going through that, so that we could have that tool and have the confidence to say, yes, I can lead someone to Christ. I can lead someone to the gospel, to salvation with these lessons, with these studies. I use these studies all the time. Whenever I'm studying with someone in terms of someone who needs to hear the gospel, I use it all the time. And it's hard to argue with results. And I'm so grateful that I learned about this study a few years ago. And I pray that you will use it. If you don't already have a method, that you will use it to that end. And I hope it's okay if I talk about this the Sunday evening. All right. So on Sunday evenings, every second Sunday evening, I've talked with the elders, and they seem to be on board with it. I'd like to start, not just leaving it like we did last week, not just leaving it there, but a continuing process. This is going to be a process, because if we're going to focus on evangelism and focus on local evangelism, we've got to have it on our minds constantly. And so every month, I want us to get together on Sunday evenings. We'll have a shortened service, a regular worship service, but shortened. And then after that, we will talk about, I haven't quite figured out all the logistics yet, but I want to sit and talk about what struggles that we're having, who is on our prospect list, and then at the end of that, we can pray for these people and pray for us, so that we can have the strength and the courage to talk with people about these things. We did this, something like it, in Walterboro, and it was very encouraging to everyone involved. And so I think that this is something that can benefit us all. Because, I don't know what you're doing in your own work, and you might not know what I'm doing. And so this will help us encourage each one of us, build one another up, so that we can fortify ourselves, just as the Jews did here in Nehemiah's day. Help build us up so that we can go out and do our part in the Great Commission. So this evening, I'll leave that there to let you know that souls are important. Your soul is the most important thing you possess. More important than any car, any house, more important than anything you could possibly imagine, because you have that for eternity. Anything that you have here on this earth will burn up. Even if it survives you in some way, it will burn up one day. This world is temporary. The song we're about to sing, "This World Is Not My Home, I'm Just a Passing Through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue." Don't let the trappings of this world hold you back. The first song we sang, "Earth holds no treasures but perish with using." If you need to make things right with God this evening, you have a chance to do so. Please come forward as we stand and as we sing.